Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Vines are a paradox. Let me explain. So I've done logging and land management work in the past, and you can ask any logger, vines are their worst enemy. Not only are they a pain to work through, but they can also be very dangerous. A vine can be wrapped around a top and get a tree hung up. Or worse, a vine can be connected across the forest canopy to a dead branch and pull it out of a different tree than the one you are cutting. Many loggers get very seriously injured or killed because of vines. Yet vines can produce some of the most healthy, valuable fruit on the planet. In Bible times, life was centered around vines and the grapes they produced. One could even say that vines symbolized life and death for many people of that culture. Scripture uses vines in many passages as a picture or metaphor of spiritual condition. In Ezekiel 15, the prophet's vision of Jerusalem is of a people whom God views as a dead vine. A dead vine branch is worthless. One cannot make a table, a boat, or anything useful from vine wood's spindly, bendy character. The only option for cut-off vines are to burn them. God describes Israel as such, a vine cut off, only worthy of giving up for fire. The passage is clear that it's because of their defiance toward God. Yet another chapter 15 passage, this time found in the book of John, shows a picture of vines that provides hope. In John 15, likely a familiar passage to many, Jesus describes himself as the true vine. He is the source of nourishment for his fruit, those who abide in him, and he provides all that is needed for flourishing. In contrast to the punishment of Ezekiel 15 for rejecting God, those who abide in Christ are given life and are useful for fruit production as they are grounded in the true vine, Jesus Christ. Jesus says in John 15:9 that as the Father has loved him, he loves us, and that we are to abide in his love. And then he sums up the whole matter, the whole contrast of vines in the scriptures, by saying that in this, abiding in him is where our joy may be full. True joy only comes in fully flourishing by abiding in the only life-giving vine there is, Jesus Christ. Don't be swayed by dead vines who are only useful for destruction. There is so much garbage being taught today on the internet or on podcasts or even in some churches. Many add to the gospel or outright defy the truths of Scripture altogether. If they are teaching any other path to joy and fulfillment other than abiding in Christ, they are in error and you should turn it off or run. Jesus clearly says that there is one way, and it is through him, and he calls us to abide in him. Simply abide. That means daily searching his word and spending time with Christ every single day. And abide is not a one-time fix. It isn't walking an aisle, and it isn't good intentions. It is a daily relationship with a desire to rest, know, and make Jesus Christ Lord of your life. Abide in the true vine.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.